from the Mexico City Council, Councilman Steve Hagan. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. There was a special Mexico City Council meeting yesterday. It was held at noon on a Thursday. That's a little bit different because normally they're on Monday night. First off, explain why the special meeting was taking place.
Well, next week kind of starts the holiday week, and we didn't have much on the agenda for that Monday. And then we had an executive meeting that we needed to go over and talk some city business. So we decided to move it to yesterday at noon. And we took care of three items on the agenda, on the public agenda, and then moved into executive session and took care of that business.
Absolutely. There was a lot of documents that needed to be signed for stormwater improvement projects around the city of Mexico. Let's have you tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, DNR is able to distribute ARPA funds, the American Rescue Act, and so we were able to get those funds and put them towards stormwater and runoff. And of course, the best way to do it is to have curb and culverts put in and inlets and stuff. And so that's where Drew Williford looks at the map, decides where those best places would be. And so we have quite a few places that we are going to do that in Mexico. And the one thing on the agenda was we had put Curtis Street, all of Curtis, from where it intersects Highway 22, all the way through past the school, and goes all the way past the school, big long run there, and they put Love and Abbott together with it, and had to be broke apart for DNR's purposes. And so we broke those apart, and they'll still get done, but of course paperwork and government, they want to have it specifically done. So we did that, and then had to approve that the city manager could go into contracts with DNR and the crews that will be doing the work on those roads.
When do you expect that will get underway, the work?
I would say it's probably going to start early spring. Not 100% sure. All I have in my mind is a dog park they said would be done by end of February. So I have that, but I think they were thinking that those were going to start pretty soon. They won't all be done next year. It's going to take a while to get all of them done. So, but I think some of them would carry over into maybe 26. So, but hopefully within 25, we get a majority of those done. But there's a lot of them. Kentucky is going to be a long one as well, where they're going to put that that stormwater in there. So some pretty big projects coming our way.
Absolutely. Any other news coming out of yesterday's Mexico City Council?
No, I don't think so. Nothing too exciting. And, just hoping everybody out there has a happy and safe holiday, and, get out there, shop local, get those last presents, and enjoy your family during this holiday season.
Absolutely. I know that the hospital is also the big thing on everybody's mind. How are things coming along with that? Any new breaking news there?
I haven't heard anything. I know the big thing is just pushing through the critical access. I think we got most of the due diligence done there with distance and things like that. And so, again, another government thing that has to be filed and approved. And I think that's really the big stepping stone there, is if we get the critical access, or Boone gets the critical access that they need, then all of a sudden we can start to move forward and see what the first step will be to get them here and get services for the people of Mexico and Audrain County. And it's still a little ways off. It's going to take some time. I know people are want a hospital. We want a hospital. And, there's just going to be some things that we have to do just to make sure that we can secure, a sound hospital and sound healthcare for the citizens for years to come.
All right. The schools go on break today. Is that the way I understand it?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
We're going to have our kids.
Yeah, we're going. We're going all day long today. I don't know. I don't know what board approved that. It should. It should have been a half day. But I mean, yeah. I wasn't consulted there. Or there's people that haven't sat in school all day long on a Friday with the students. But yeah, we got some at the high school. I think they're having a. I know we give away the Wise Courtesy Award and a couple of other awards there, and I think they do some fun things towards the end of the day, and we're finishing up some finals in a couple of hours. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty exciting day. You know, the kids are excited to get out, the teachers are excited to get out, and so it's a lot of fun. When now we hope they show up. You know, some people think it started earlier, so
right.
You know, we need to make sure that they get there. You know, enjoy this last day, and then we can take a break from each other for a couple weeks.
All right. Well, I hope you guys have a good Christmas break, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.